And on that right now, listen to this. California cities now have broad authority to require builders to include a percentage of affordable housing in new projects. The unanimous ruling from the California Supreme Court came today. Joining us is Ray Pearl, the executive director of the California Housing Consortium. I know this has been going on for a while, but obviously it was contested and a lot of folks had a lot in stake in this, Ray. And it basically keeps in play those requirements which were approved in all these different cities across California, including places like San Francisco and Silicon Valley, right, where the real estate prices have been skyrocketing. Now there'll be some housing still available for those folks who can't afford the skyrocketing prices, right?
Jim, you're absolutely right. Today was obviously a very important day for affordable housing and for those lower and moderate income Californians who can't afford a place to live in our state. And I think what the Supreme Court said today is that housing and affordable housing is a compelling statewide issue, and we're very pleased with their decision.
Well, you know, we were talking about all the cities across California that require developers to set aside 15% for low-cost or market-rate housing, but the city of L.A. does not require that. Well, how can they get away with this?
Well, as you would have well imagined, ordinances like these are a local tool to build affordable housing. And without any statewide legislation to compel these ordinances to be done, the politics of every municipality are at play. And in the city of Los Angeles, I know it's been very hard over the years to reach any consensus on this issue. And, you know, thankfully, the city council and mayor have looked at other ways to address low-income Angelenos issues. But certainly ordinances like this and with the decision of the Supreme Court, I'm sure local governments throughout the state will be taking a look at an inclusionary housing ordinance.
I wouldn't imagine home builders are too happy about this, though, still having to provide that extra additional 15% at lower than market value.
Well, I would imagine that they are not. And I think what's important for your listeners to know is that this is not a silver bullet. This is not going to solve an affordable housing crisis in this state. And there are so many important things that are happening in Sacramento with regards to tax credit legislation, a permanent source of funding. And the home builders would also say, let's not forget about regulatory reform like CEQA reform and other issues that make it very, very difficult to build in the state. So as excited as we are today, we also recognize that this is just one more tool back in the toolbox. And there's certainly still a crisis out there, and we'll certainly continue to work hard to solve that.
Yeah, what is a new place run for in Silicon Valley these days, you know, just the average place?
Oh, I would imagine it is well over $500,000, if not closer to $1 million. I mean, yeah. It's really hard in Northern California, and that's what this, what these ordinances do, is they, in those high-cost cities, San Francisco, Silicon Valley, Los Angeles, San Jose, obviously where this decision was fought, it gives those local governments an option that they didn't have without this Supreme Court decision.
All right. Ray Pearl, Executive Director of the California Housing Consortium, joining us here on KNX 1070. It's 425. And